This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, welcome back. I need to point out that I've been put on the buttons for a short moment here on Get Serial 90.7 and butchered it as always. That's why Cobb's here and he does a mighty job of it too, I must add. Hey, Holly's not here.
No.
We're deeply saddened by this, Cobb. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a little down, I'll be honest.
I was flat when I came in this morning and she wasn't sitting in the corner over there. I don't know, it's just not the same show without her. But she's had her input anyway with her cooking.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's the background on this? So we asked Collie to cook during the week, didn't we?
Once a week we ask her to cook.
Yeah, so she has to try out a new recipe.
Yes.
Flex her cooking abilities a little bit, try out some new skills.
Judging on form, and what has her form been like?
Well, I've only really heard about the spaghetti incident, which I think turned out all right, but I have a feeling her dad helped her out a little bit.
Oh, so. That's cheating. I hadn't heard about this.
Possibly cheated a little bit, yeah.
Well, anyway.
This week, though, what she
She's come to the party and delivered Honey Joys.
The party food classic. Mm.
Now, Holly has, she's penned a letter.
Would that Lovely.
Be the way to put this?
So yeah.
I'm going to read this. Letter. I'll read this as Holly, but I'm not Holly.
Can you put on a girl's voice?
Get the deal.
Don't do that. Just read it normally. No, don't give me any ideas.
So
no, that's right. We can read it in a normal
voice. That got high, didn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
You do that a little bit too well.
Squeeze the plums to get that one out now. So, this is Holly. So, for the listeners who don't know me, I am a huge festival girl.
Are you, Jim? Oh, sorry, this is Holly. Right, sorry. Okay. Continue, sorry.
First point of concern, festival and cooking. In March, I volunteered at a festival called The Hills Are Alive. Anyone know of The Hills?
Yeah.
It was a big festival, is it?
Yeah, it's good.
It was a 3-day camping festival with BYO everything. So... Holly. I bought a box of cheap Aldi cornflakes. Come on, Holly.
Didn't even splash out on the real ones.
It's a little cheap. Anyway, cornflakes along with some other food, but I never ended up eating the cornflakes.
Right.
Well, you know, if you had a festival, they probably don't eat a lot.
They always sound like a good idea, don't they?
Yeah, they do, until they're Aldi. Anyway, long story short, the box has been sitting unopened until yesterday, when I finally used it to make Honey a Joys. Also, just a public service announcement. Oh, this is really good stuff by Holly here. If you're going to get cornflakes, go to Aldi, because inside the box was 2 packets of cornflake mix.
What?
What the hell's going on here?
What's a cornflake mix?
Forget the rest of this. We need to have an investigation. Aldi putting 2 packets of cornflakes in one.
Oh my god, that is such a smart idea. I've always thought that with cereal, that it shouldn't just come in one packet. It should come in like multiple packets.
Well, because if you open up the packet and you take a long time to eat it, it goes stale at the bottom.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you were ragging out this company just a minute ago.
Aldi. I apologise. I'll be there today to collect my payment for pumping you up on radio. That's the way, Aldi. Anyway, for the third of the promise you'd usually pay, Aldi, get around it. Anyway, half inspired by last week's discussions about throwback toy fads.
What?
Discussed toy fads
yes,
last
we
week,
did.
Didn't we?
Yeah,
oh,
we
did. Yes, yep. Yes.
Yeah, good work, Holly. Good work. Just remembering the past. Another half inspired. Oh, I left her half-inspired to actually use the box of cornflakes. I want to make a fun childhood, easy and simple treat. Remember, I am new to the whole cooking thing. We remember this, Holly. We wouldn't be getting you to do this if you weren't new to it. Anyway, and since I haven't made this treat, probably... Man, I haven't made this treat since probably... Oh, she's made it before!
Oh, well, this
isn't okay. 5 years ago, her mum helped her then. But anyway, she wanted to do it herself. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a song, and after this song, we will tell you how she went.
And that was Clap Clap by Miss Blanks. And you are listening to Sin on 90.7. It is Get Cereal time with Elsie, Jim and Cobb this morning, the awesome Monday crew. And unfortunately, Holly couldn't be here, but she has sent us her weekly cooking adventures in script form, which, Jim is reading out for us.
And throwing in my own little extras. I mean, just to pick it up a little. No, that's a lie. Word for word, most of it, anyway. And savaged her for some of the things she's written in here. And I'm about to do it again. Because I'll continue
so she's,
now.
She's making Honey Joys, right?
Yes, Honey Joys. So we've gone through why she's making Honey Joys, which took up over half her writing. Holly, tip for next time. We don't care. We want to know about the cooking experience.
I'm liking it. I'm liking a little bit of background. And,
I like the context.
Yes.
Okay,
that's what you want.
I apologise. Yeah. I'll get on board with the team. Now... what do you call this? A tip to the listeners. I'm not Holly. I'm reading as Holly.
Okay.
Honestly, she said honestly, the total experience making this recipe was a 10 out of 10.
Whee.
Wow. Now that really sets the tone for the rest of these. You really want to be good. And now this is a bit of a, the reason it was a 10 out of 10 for her, for me, because it only took 15 minutes. In total cooking time.
That's what you like when you're cooking.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like this is a bit too easy for...
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, I think we need to test her a little bit harder than this.
We may have to flick her a message or even get her on the line and say, Holly, we expect more than this. And I actually feel like Honey Joys. It's going to be good right about now. Anyway, the cooking time included. So I was out of the kitchen and back to resuming Netflix binge in hardly any time at all. Good result, I guess. However, for those more experienced or those of you who generally find joy in cooking, it might be quite average. 5 out of 10 cooking experience for you.
Well, right.
The okay. chef might only find it a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
She now feels she can give ratings as though she was someone who can cook.
Holly, what do you put in cook? Honey Joys? Is it literally just cornflakes and honey?
I think it's pretty sis, something like that.
It is, just about. It's cornflakes.
Okay, so next...
With honey.
It'd be something, possibly what you something do, else to, like,
yeah, what
melt
you do,
the honey.
You get, actually, I think I've actually made Honey Joys myself.
Ooh. You culinary
you get,
chef
you get, like,
you.
The, you get, like, the cupcake tin. You put the the little holder
paper
in there.
Cups,
paper
yep.
cup. Put the cornflakes in, and you pour the honey sort of stuff over it.
Yep.
Honey sort of stuff.
Complete. Well, you know, it could be, might not be even be honey.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I love, very descriptive.
Anyway, the Honey Joys did taste amazing, though. And for the busy working bees out there that don't have the time for baking, this tasty treat is pretty good deal with its 15-minute cooking time. Well, I'm not sure. Anyway, I definitely wouldn't swipe right on the idea just yet. Oh, I like the sneaky Tinder reference. This is good, Ollie. This is a way to end. So, this week I am up for a more challenging recipe. So, listeners, and through your... I can't read. Throw your suggestions.
At me?
I can't read. So, listeners, send... we got that. Jeez, I've butchered this. Send through your suggestions and throw me in the deep end. Now,
okay. We need much harder than Honey
Joys.
Yeah,
I think it at least has to be over 6 ingredients.
And Honey Joys, the recipe's often on the side of the cornflakes box.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of originality. She hasn't even used downloads on the internet to find the recipe.
So are we thinking baking? Should we get her to bake something or... Fry something. I think baking's probably harder, so I think we
baking,
go baking.
Yeah, I think we should go baking.
Eggs in and mix it.
Okay, so
that's tiring.
So I'm thinking, so cakes or muffins or.
Well, I think muffins.
Muffins are a bit easy because you can just use the unless we put a blanket rule, you can't use
you
the.
You can't use the quick mixes.
The satches.
Yeah,
and you have to do it
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, you can't go to the shop and buy a box with all the ingredients. Okay. You have to buy each individual ingredient, find a recipe online, and follow that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then add in your own little special something.
Okay,
know, whatever.
So...
I reckon white chocolate and raspberry or something.
White
like
chocolate
that.
And raspberry or something? Mm. Okay, so a cake, we think?
Yeah.
Cake.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Let's throw that one to her. Yes. And let's see how she reports back.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.